The Electrovoice RE20 is a $500 microphone that I absolutely love, and it's what you're hearing me use right now. Other microphones I really like are the AKG C214, the Shure PGA27, the Neumann TL102, and the AKG C414. These microphones cost $300, $400, $700, and $1,100 respectively. Each of them sound different, and each of them sound great. But these microphones, if you're a first-time podcaster or someone just starting out on a new podcasting endeavor, aren't what you need. In truth, these microphones aren't even what I need. But I have them, and you may be feeling like you want them. The fact is, most first-time podcasters buy microphones based on the input of people who don't really know what they're talking about, Amazon reviewers, affiliate bloggers, people like that, or from people who know so much about what they're talking about that the new podcaster is overwhelmed and opts to buy the mic that the professional audio guy or gal says was, quote-unquote, the best after a 26-microphone shootout on YouTube. What you really need to make sure of when buying a microphone is that you don't buy a Kmart special and that you don't overspend on an ego-driven or status purchase. In today's episode, I'm going to recommend some beginner microphones to you and explain why, no matter which you choose, so long as you stick to certain criteria, your microphone choice really doesn't matter all that much. So stay tuned, because I'm Tanner Campbell, and this is Help the Podcast. Tanner, oh my goodness, how can you say that the microphone choice doesn't matter? Well, I didn't say that. I said it doesn't matter all that much, and to a degree, it doesn't. You've been a listener to this podcast for, what, 6 episodes now? And you've heard about 2 hours of me speaking into my Electrovoice RE20, and you've become accustomed to what I sound like when I speak into my RE20. I propose that had I started this podcast using, let's say, an SE Electronics V7 supercardioid dynamic microphone, you wouldn't have known the difference, and you'd still be enjoying this podcast just as much as you are now. Of course, if I made that change right now, mid-sentence, and don't worry, I'm not going to, you'd hear the difference, and you could recognize it immediately. But the difference you'd note wouldn't be one of quality. It would be one of style, I suppose. You might prefer it less or more when listened to side by side, but you wouldn't say, had you been listening to either without having ever heard the comparison, that the audio quality of the V7 was bad. It would just sound different. Your listener has no idea what microphone you're using. And in truth, if you started with one microphone in episode 1 and a different in episode 2, they probably wouldn't notice. If you spend $400 on a Shure SM7B or $4,000 on a Neumann U87, your listener will get used to whichever you choose. And only at that point would they be able to, were you to suddenly switch from one to the other, be able to tell the difference between the two. But even then, what they'd be hearing would be a change in frequency response. And like I said, they might have a preference, but that preference isn't a reflection of quality. For the listener, the microphone you choose to work with is like ice cream. I'm sorry, ice cream, Tanner? Is that what I just heard you say? Well, bear with me. I'm pretty good at this analogy thing at this point, I think. Imagine you've only ever had vanilla ice cream your whole life. You love it. It's creamy, it's cold, it's sugary and sweet, and you even like the way it looks sitting in the bowl. Mmm, vanilla ice cream. The quality of this vanilla ice cream is top tier. Only the best cows, only the best manufacturing and mixing processes, and it's from a local business, right in your hometown. For you, this is the perfect ice cream. But one day, you go to the store to replenish your supply of delicious vanilla ice cream, and the store is out of vanilla ice cream, and the only options they have left are wacky and zany flavor combinations like cookie dough pistachio or pineapple bourbon, or, what's that in the back of the freezer there? Chocolate? Okay, you think. Let's give chocolate a try. When you get home, you unload your groceries, you open up your new chocolate ice cream, and you scoop a big, round, perfect scoop right into your bowl. You look at it. It looks different, sure, but it's a scoop of ice cream in a bowl, so it's pretty similar in its appearance to vanilla. It's just chocolate-colored. You cautiously load up a spoonful of chocolatey goodness and take your first bite. Wow, this is really good. It's also sweet and sugary, also made from the best cow milk, also made locally and responsibly, and man, oh man, you might actually like it better than vanilla. But let me ask you this. Is the vanilla ice cream you loved for so long suddenly a low-quality ice cream? Is vanilla ice cream no longer something you like or something that's good enough? The experience of chocolate has given you a basis for comparison, and with it, you have made a choice of preference. In this case, chocolate is better than vanilla. But without it, you were never unhappy, and even with it, you're unable to declare that there's anything wrong or low quality about vanilla. This is because your choice here is not based on quality. It's based on preference. Everyone has preferences, and you cannot hope to meet all of those preferences all the time. Which is why, when you go to the store to buy ice cream for dessert for your entire family, you buy something high quality that perhaps not everyone will like the most, but that everyone will agree is a good dessert experience. In this example, vanilla ice cream. The same is true for your microphone choice. You want a quality microphone with a good build backed by a strong brand that has street cred. It doesn't matter if it's chocolate, vanilla, butterscotch, or strawberry. It matters that it's got the right ingredients, is well made, and contains all the sugary goodness you'd expect from a microphone. But what are the right ingredients? So first and foremost, you want a dynamic microphone over a condenser microphone. Anything that says large diaphragm condenser is out. The only exception to this is if you are recording in a professional studio environment or if you are doing voiceover work. But this is a show for beginner podcasters, so I'll assume you are not working in a professional studio and you are not a voiceover artist or talent. Secondly, you want to aim for one of two polar patterns, sometimes referred to as pickup patterns, cardioid or supercardioid. You do not want hypercardioid, subcardioid, omnidirectional, shotgun, or anything else. Third, XLR or USB. If you are a solo host and all of your guests or co-hosts are remote through a service like Riverside FM, Squadcast, or Ringer, I would suggest a USB microphone. If you're not a solo host and either your co-hosts or guests are sometimes or always in the same room as you, I would suggest you use XLR microphones. But what about specific suggestions, Tanner? We want specific suggestions. And what about price range? How much should I be spending? Well, let's start with the spending. Your budget should probably be between $100 and $200 for XLR microphones to ensure that you're buying something of minimally good quality. The brands I would suggest you look at are Shure, that's S-H-U-R-E, Electrovoice, Rode, that's R-O-D-E, and SE Electronics. I'm suggesting these both because these brands have mics within the price range I'm suggesting, and each is well-established and trustworthy. We want makes and models, Tanner. Tell us what to use. All right, I'm getting there. Just keep in mind everything I've said up to this point. These are not the correct mics to use. I'm just making a suggestion. Everything that follows is a suggestion based on my personal experience, and these are all good mics, but they aren't the mics you have to choose. Remember, you want dynamic, not condenser. You want supercardioid or cardioid. Not hypercardioid, not shotgun, not omnidirectional, not figure eight, supercardioid, or cardioid. You also want to buy from a reputable brand. And so long as you're keeping those things in mind, I'll make my suggestions. And I'll expect you to use these suggestions responsibly. So with that caveat, and with all I've outlined in this episode, you know all you need to know to go to your local guitar center or music shop and test out a few microphones that meet with the criteria I've outlined. But if you're really going to press me for suggestions, here they are. If you're going the XLR route, the Shure SM58 or the SE Electronics V7 are both excellent budget choices that produce far better than good enough podcast audio. I started my entire studio with just four SM58s. Those were my only microphones. They each cost $99. The V7s are a bit flatter and drier than the SM58s, but their supercardioid polar pattern makes them ideal for especially problematic recording environments. For example, big empty living rooms with no acoustic treatments. If you're going USB, you'll have to spend a little bit more money, and I would suggest either the Rode Podcaster mic, not to be confused with the Rode Pod mic, or the Shure MV7. These are going to cost between $200 and $250 depending on where you get them, and the reason they are more is because they are USB. However, because they are USB, you will not need to buy an audio interface device as you would have to with an XLR option. So in this way, the money you spend for the entire setup kind of comes out in the wash, so to speak. I'm not comfortable suggesting a sub-$200 USB microphone to you other than perhaps the Audio-Technica AT2005, but I've only heard that it's a good choice, and I've never actually used one or heard one myself. The AT2005 is currently priced at $80. The problem with USB microphones, when shopping for them anyway, is that you'll notice that almost all of them are condenser mics, and that's not what you want. The Blue Yeti is a condenser mic. The Blue Yeti is not a bad microphone. It's a bad microphone for imperfect environments. And if you're a beginner podcaster, you're probably in an imperfect environment. Remember, dynamic over condenser. The USB microphones that I have mentioned here are all dynamic. All right, let's review. Your microphone is an important choice in that you need one and that it should cross a certain threshold of quality to avoid purchasing a cheap build manufactured by a no-name fly-by-night brand that won't back its products. The brands you should look at are Shure, Rode, Electrovoice, SE Electronics, and AKG. You want dynamic over condenser, and you want cardioid or supercardioid polar patterns. You should be spending between $100 and $200 on an XLR option, and between $200 and $300 for a USB option. Remember, the USB option negates the need for an audio interface device like a Scarlett 2i2, for example, and so while the mic may cost you more money than an XLR mic, it will save you money in that you will not need to buy an additional piece of equipment. My personal suggestions are the Shure SM58 or the SE Electronics V7 on the XLR side and the Rode Podcaster mic on the USB side. Remember, this choice only matters as far as getting a microphone of sufficient build quality and brand integrity, because those things will ensure you cross your minimum quality threshold. Don't get hung up on this decision. Don't let it keep you from starting. Don't let it keep you from moving forward. And don't let other people tell you which mic is better and which mic is worse, because their opinions are likely based entirely on their own experiences and developed brand loyalties, or they understand microphones more than you need to understand microphones in order to buy your first one and finally start your podcast. Thanks for listening today. If you have a question for this podcast, please text it to 207-230-6389, and I'll do my best to answer it on a future episode. If you're looking for more advice on podcasting, be sure to visit our blog at portlandpod.com/blog. And if you're looking for post-production services for your podcast, shoot an email to info@portlandpod.com to start a dialogue and explore whether working with the Portland Pod is the right fit for you. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, happy podcasting and take care.